Hey guys, Tim here, and I'm going to tell you how you can get all of my training programs for free. That's right, it's part of our new 12-month coaching program called Springboard, and it's designed to help gym owners who are stuck between $8,000 and $25,000 a month grow to $30,000 in stable recurring revenue. To see how Springboard can help your gym and to see which one of my training programs you get for free, visit gymownercoach.com. That's right, gymownercoach.com for more information. Now let's get into the show. All right, welcome back to the Gym Business Coach Podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined in studio by Randy Angston. What's up, man?
Good day, good day.
Good day?
Good day.
It's always a good day, man. When you wake up on the right side of the ground, my buddy Selby always said.
Yep.
Hey, listen, guys, Growth Summit is upon us. We have a podcast code for you. It's podcast. If you put that on the checkout at fitprogrowthsummit.com, use the code podcast, you will either get a buy one, get one, or whatever the best deal is right now, okay? So that is just for our exclusive audience of the podcast. So if you're listening to this and you're looking to go to the Growth Summit, use code PODCAST. We'll know you heard it here because we're not sharing this code anywhere else, and we'll see you at the event June 25th through 27th. Tim Grover, Thomas Plummer, Lindsay Vastola, John Farkas, we got a great lineup. We're excited to do a workshop with you guys, happy hours, roundtables, all the fun stuff. So get your ass there.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time.
Right on. All right, so back to our framework discussion from last episode. We were talking about how we kind of taken and distilled down all of our teachings into frameworks, and we've got infographics and all these cool things. One of the ones that, you know, we live by is the eliminate, automate, delegate framework. And basically, you know, every task in your business, everything that you do could and should go through this filter. Mm-hmm. Is it the best use of your time or not? So why don't you break that down a little bit for everybody?
Yeah, this is one that we've used through our coaching program as long as it's been around. And it's for the purpose of the owner helping figure out where to get some of that time back, right? Obviously, you guys are busy. You've got a lot of things on the plate. Mm-hmm. When you have that list of things that you got to get done, throw it through this filter and decide, is this something that should stay on your plate, or is there a system or a staff member that you know should be in charge of this, you know, certain task? And so, like you said, eliminate, automate, and delegate. If you think about that, right, as you list out your tasks at hand, each one of those things, put it against that filter. Eliminate's real simple. These are things that are essentially time wasters. You know, we get caught doing them. Maybe it's the scrolling of the doom scrolling. Maybe it's just, maybe it's something like a networking meeting that you've been part of for, you know, years that isn't actually generating, you know, new business, or it just ends up being something that you've done but isn't moving the needle of your business, right? Maybe that just comes off the list entirely, mm-hmm. and it's just something that goes away. So eliminate's pretty self-explanatory. Automate is, rather than me doing this or even a member of my team, is this something that I can put on a system like a CRM or some form of automation? Nowadays, you got, you know, AI, N8N, Claude Cowork, all these different options for certain tasks that could be automated, right? Are these
repetitive
tasks? Are they, you know, newsletters? Are you sitting down writing newsletters, you know, every week and manually hitting send on that and all that work that's involved? Or can you build it once, let the system do the work, and it's one less thing that you have to think about or physically, you know, spend the time doing. You know, we've had our 52 newsletters that we've had available for gym owners. By the time you're listening to this, we probably have a link in the show notes to our what is it, volume 6.5.
Yeah.
So you can pick that up, right? And literally copy and paste, edit, tweak it just to your specifics, but you can build out a whole year's worth of content in an afternoon in a CRM, and you don't have to manually think about it again.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's a perfect use case for something like automation. Nowadays, obviously, with AI, I mean, you've got everything from like AI autoresponders to
AI
even answering the phones.
AI, you know? is talk about automation on overdrive.
Yeah.
You can automate and personalize.
Yeah.
You know, there's stock automations that I'm looking into that'll do trades for you based on parameters. You've got, obviously, it'll pre-write emails for you. It will have full-blown phone call conversations. Somebody calls in. I don't necessarily know if that's automated. That is technically delegated. If somebody calls in and you're going to delegate it to the AI, but you could automate an outbound call or an outbound text message or an, you know, whatever. Bill pays or automated, replenishing of supplies you can have on automation. Like they deliver all of our snackies, every month.
Yeah, Jansan, you know what I mean? Like you could have that.
CentOS, that's automated.
Yep.
So there's a lot of things in your business that by all means, like without automation, I don't know how you would run a business.
Oh.
Like bill pay alone for me is the most, clutch automation that I do because all the bills are paid. I never have to look. It's just done.
I'll bring one up that we've recognized is a massive time spend for most gym owners, and that's programming, right? Semi-Private Pro is a way of automating the delivery of programming for Semi-Private Gym. You build it once. Everybody lives in there, right? The coach's job is just tweaking progressions and regressions, and then the system does the rest, right? But it's carrying the 85%, 90% of the load that traditionally is spent, there's gym owners that are spending 20, 30 hours a week.
Oh, get that time back, guys.
Yeah.
And is that the best use of your time? Now, that's a mindset thing for a lot of gym owners. They believe the programming is the special sauce. The best story I can tell you on that is, with Semi-Private Pro, we give our programming to whoever buys the software, right? Yep. They get our programming with it. It's built in. And the gyms that, believe their program is the special sauce, once they see behind the curtain, they look at our formatting, it's like, that's pretty dang close to what we're doing. So kind of like shoots a hole in that whole idea. Like, oh my God, maybe what we are doing here isn't that. Like everybody's got to move the same kind of ways.
Yeah.
It's how you deliver it and how it's presented on the screens and all that stuff that really is the special sauce.
Sure. And even at that, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you can still customize, tweak, add your little, nuances. But again, the majority of the time that's being spent, the majority of that work is now handled by a system that's automating that for you. So you don't have to spend every week you're not spending X amount of time doing the same thing week in, week out.
That's right.
That's huge, right?
Right. What's that last one?
And then delegate.
Okay.
And delegate is, this is where you as an owner decide, and this kind of goes back to our last episode, the decision, what do we call it?
Decision flow principle.
Principle. So are there tasks that you as the owner are holding on to that truly at this point in where you want to be in your business and what you need out of the business, is this?
All right, before we jump back into the episode, a quick note for the gym owners listening right now. If you're the kind of owner that is always pushing for the next level, you should know about the Growth Summit. Every year, we bring together some of the most driven gym owners in the industry for 3 days. This year, it's in Scottsdale. No fluff, no bullshit, just serious operators talking about what it really takes to build a gym that works as a business. Several thousand gym owners from all over the world so far have attended. So if you want to be in the room with people who refuse to settle for average, head on over to fitprogrowsummit.com and grab your ticket now, June 25th through 27th in Scottsdale. All right, let's get back to the show.
Something that you should be delegating to a member of your team. Is this... Maybe it is programming, right? Is there a lead coach? Mm-hmm. Is there a fitness director who should be tasked with, task, right? They should be in charge of this task at hand in place of the owner because, one of the things we talk about all the time is time is the most valuable thing,
sure.
Most valuable asset. That's what we're trying to get you, the owner, as much of as possible. Time and freedom, obviously, and... So if you can pass a task off to a team member, it's leverage, right? Then you buy that time back. You get that time back. And a good gym owner then looks at that time that they've bought back, they've saved themselves with that task being done by somebody else, and they go, all right, what other things can I now fill that time with that are valuable to my role in the business that are going to move the needle the most of any task that I could be working on? And you have that ability to leverage, that staff to then make your time more valuable to the business with other decisions. And
yeah, I can get, one of the most powerful roles in any business is an admin, like an executive admin. Maybe that's kind of like on the side of the owner or the CEO or the CFO. you know, the admin for us, like, books travel, takes care of vehicles, talks to hotels, talks to the people out in front to make sure everything's good, sets reservations at restaurants for us. You know, stuff like you could do it, but, like, is that the best use of your time? Like, that's so easy just to say, hey, and they start learning your preferences too, like aisle seat, first class, type of steak, you know, all that stuff, right? Those are the things that, you know, you dial in on one of your admins or whatever, whoever is going to do it. They're doing it just as good as you could do it. You know what I mean? And so while a lot of us hold on to things that really shouldn't, because it's one, easy, just easy for you to do. A lot of times we'll just do it because it takes less time, but when you have to do it 50 times over the next, you know, 2 years, you might as well get rid of it now so you don't have to do it the other 50 times, or 49 times.
That's where some of that mindset shift comes into play, right? And I think knowing gym owners and working with them for now over a decade, one of the things I could say across the board, one of the hardest things is the realization that your time is more valuable than the tasks you're actually working on. I've always said it, you know, I want you as the gym owner thinking about your time, your 1 hour of time in comparison to like that of a doctor and attorney, right? What you have 1 hour, the tasks that you're working on should equate to $400 or $500, $600 plus per hour task, value. And when you grasp that, then you go back to that filter and you start to look at some of these things that you're doing. And you do it through a different lens. You realize, okay, I have to protect my time. How can I take some of these lower level tasks and put them on a system, put them on a staff, so automated, that I can keep my time in the areas that are going to move the needle for the business the greatest?
Yeah, and that's really that's it. That's the case in point. That's the lesson of this framework yeah. is to move the business forward. You're not doing this just necessarily for time, which is the big piece of it, but like with the newfound time, can you grow the business further? Now, everything I do is logical. So like, for example, if I'm going to hire a fitness director and pay them, like, let's just do some math for a second. This is the exact math that I did when I made this decision, whether or not to give somebody a raise and move them up into the director role. At the time, you know, the coaches were making, I'm just throwing numbers out there, 50 grand a year, and I needed to pay the director 70, okay, in this new role. I'm just throwing numbers out there. I think it was probably 45 and 60 or whatever. But let's just say you have a $20,000 raise, okay? You're going to take a coach, you're going to give them an extra $20,000, they're going to move into the fitness director role, and in our world, that's like the catalyst to unlocking the time of the owner's, owner freedom.
Yeah.
So now I'm in the hole 20 grand. But I've got all this time. So I've bought all this time, and let's just call it 20 hours a week, just being honest. It might even be more.
Sure.
20 hours a week for a $20,000 raise. Now, in that 20 hours a week, 80 plus hours a month, can I make more than $20,000 in a year?
Mm-hmm.
Can I make double what that is costing? Can I make triple, five times that? If the answer is yes, then there is no other option but to put that person in the role, give them a raise, pay them more, free up your time, and now exponentially make more money back with that new time.
Yep.
That's how I do the math.
And to your point, and maybe using you as an example, I mean, this is where, as a gym owner, sometimes it's out of the business. You know, maybe it's a second project, second location. Maybe it's real estate. Maybe it's short-term rentals. Maybe it's a business in a different industry, but this is the way. You're never going to get, like, the time isn't just going to magically start to show up, right? You have to be intentional.
Sure.
You have to look at the tasks at hand, where your time is being spent, weigh and measure that, and then figure out how to get that time back. And when you do that,
sure,
to our point, right? Yes, you're getting that time freedom. And, you know, maybe in the beginning, or maybe at one point you take a vacation, or you get, a long you extend a long weekend or something like that. But the goal is not to just, kick back and waste the time that you've now bought back.
Right.
It's to leverage it. And, we've seen it time and time and time again. When you get that time back and you apply that attention towards the next, task at hand, that's where things really start to begin to explode.
Yeah.
And as an owner, that's got to feel great, too, because now you've got a team that's capable of steering the ship in lieu of you having to do all of it.
And isn't that the goal? I think it should be. If it isn't, if you haven't thought this far down the road, like, that should be the goal. Now, you can do this too early and hurt yourself, and then you're taking vacations and spending money that you don't have and all that stuff. Yeah, you generate the money first. Yeah. But yeah, it's okay to take one vacation in the beginning, but now we gotta get to work. So.
And I say that because we work with, 20, 30-year gym owners that haven't had a day off and, haven't taken that family
vacation.
What
are you doing? Take a dang vacation, guys. anyways, listen, eliminate, automate, delegate framework is just a true principle that we live by every single day. It's a framework we teach in our coaching program, Springboard and Iron Circle. And, it's one of those ones that just unlocks that time and finally gets the owner out of the day-to-day. And that's really what we're trying to do. Help gym owners win. Have we ever changed on that? That's pretty much it. So hopefully that helps you guys. Go to the Grow Summit. I'd love to meet you in person. Use code PODCAST for the best deal that we have going. I would love to see you guys there. That's it for this episode. Until next time, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next one. If you enjoyed this episode and want to go deeper on this stuff, head on over to our YouTube channel. The podcast right here is where we have the conversations, but on the YouTube, we break down things much more in depth. We walk through real frameworks, real strategies, and systems that gym owners are using right now to build better businesses. Just search Gym Business Coach on YouTube or head on over to youtube.com/@TheGymBusinessCoach.com. Subscribe to the channel and I will see you over there.